वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय All week I have been studying in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10 chapters dealing with the pastime of Lord Nrsimhadev. He appeared, the appearance day was Tuesday, but I'm still in that bhav. And tomorrow also at the ISKCON temple, I will also speak, because there's so much to learn from the pastime of Lord Nrsimha. This particular section that we're going to study tonight is from the fifth canto. The fifth canto is called Creative Impetus, Uti. In other words, people perform activities because there's some cause. This is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. There are five causes for someone to perform an activity. And the only reason people do things is because there's some impetus, some reason behind it. For a gross materialist, money. That's what motivates him. I'm going to do this activity because I'll make money, and with that money, I can enjoy. Someone who is a jnani, he is better than the karmi because he's not motivated by making money. What motivates him is, I will acquire some knowledge. I will learn something. We even have an expression, knowledge is power, or a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing, depending on who has acquired it. For instance, I'll give you an example. The story of how Maharaj Parikshit was cursed. It was a 5-year-old boy. He had a little bit of transcendental knowledge. Look what he did with it. He used it to curse the great devotee king, Parikshit. And his father chastised him. Yes, he put the garland around me, but that's no reason to curse him. He's a great devotee, and he's the king. Now look what you have done. His father chastised him. So a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. So the karmi, money. The jnani gets motivated by knowledge. What motivates the yogi? Power. I will do this yoga and I will get powers. And we see sometimes even the yogis become, how shall we say, a disturbance with their powers. Durvasa used his mystic power to try to harm a devotee. So powers, mystic powers, can also be dangerous. And what is the creative impetus? What is the reason for a devotee? A devotee, what is driving him? Love. The whole very definition of a devotee. The devotee wants to serve God. That's a devotee. And the devotee wants to serve God because there is some love there. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says twice, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskaru, twice. In the end of the 9th chapter and towards the end of chapter 18, the verses repeated. The last two lines are different, but it's the same meaning. So Prabhupada explains there that how you can, Krishna says, think of me. You can't think of someone unless there's some attachment. Attachment means love. So the very principle of bhakti, even in the beginning stage, there's some kind of affection for Krishna. Same thing in chapter 7 when Krishna says, four kinds of persons approach me for devotional service. The one out of distress, the one seeking wealth, the one who is inquisitive, and the one who is actually wants to acquire the absolute truth. But, and doesn't Krishna say all of them are magnanimous? Because at least they're approaching Krishna. There's some attachment. It's not pure love. Pure love comes later, but there's some affection. Otherwise, no one would bother. So, just like the word bhaja, generally it is translated as worship. But the actual definition, as Prabhupada gives in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, bhaj means not just worship, but bhaj means service, to render service. That's the real definition of that root word, bhaj, to render service. And that is the relationship between every jiva and God. The very reason why the jiva exists is to render service. That question is asked. Why do I exist? You exist to render loving service to God. You all have children. Why did you have children? It's a big expense. It's a big worry throughout your whole life. But you had those children to increase your happiness. That's why you had your children. Two, you got married. Now you came together. Now you want to expand, increase. So you had children. Sometimes it's a headache. But the intention was, let us come together and increase our happiness. And as parents, you want to share everything you have with your children. Am I right? Indian people are not stingy. They like to share with their family, at least with their family members. That is their nature. That is good. So the devotee, the bhakta, the basic principle, driving force is service, love of God. Let's read a little bit and then I'm going to ask Batuk to sing. Shukadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, Lord Nrisingadev resides in the tract of land known as Harivarsha. In the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, I shall describe to you how Prahlad Maharaj caused the Lord to assume the form of Nrisinga, because that form of Nrisinga, that's not his real form. His original form is Narayan. In the spiritual world, he has the Narayan form. But that form he showed as Nrisinga, that was because several reasons. Haranyakashipu, Lord Brahma and Prahlad. Because Hiranyakashipu, when he was getting his benedictions, first he wanted to be immortal. But Lord Brahma said, I can't give you that. Even I'm not immortal. I may be the topmost demigod, but even I have to die. So that's something only Krishna, only God can grant immortality, nobody else. So Brahma said, I can't give you that. So then Hiranyakashipu said, okay, I don't want to die like this, like this, like this. He gave all these reasons, all these situations. He thought, now I'm invincible. So he had to assume that form. One of them was, it can't be a man or an animal. So he came half man, half animal. The Lord is more clever than the demon. And he said, I don't want to die in the day or night. So he was killed at sunset. It's neither day nor night. I don't want to die in the day, inside or out. So he was killed in the doorway. It's not in, it's not out. Hare Krishna. And all the different benedictions that Brahma gave, Lord Nrisimha kept intact. That's why at the end, before Lord Nrisimha went back to his abode, he chastised Brahma. Don't do this. Don't give these kinds of benedictions because you're simply indulging. But Brahma didn't learn his lesson because he gave so many benedictions to Ravana. Again, but Ravana made one mistake because of his ego. Ravana didn't consider invincible to humans or animals because he said, they're insignificant. So Vishnu came as the form of Ram, as a human, and the demigods came as the monkeys, and that's how Ravana was destroyed. Ram, who appeared to be a human being, and a monkey army, who were actually demigods, headed up by Sugriva, Hanuman, right? So, now, it says here, Prahlad caused the Lord, because at that crucial moment, when Hiranyakashipu challenged Prahlad, saying, why do you defy me? I've tried to kill you in so many ways, but you can't be killed. Where do you get your power from to defy me? Because Hiranyakashipu thought, I am supreme. Everybody was bowing down to Hiranyakashipu. Everybody, even Narada said, I had to bow down to Hiranyakashipu. Only Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva did not have to bow down to Hiranyaka. Everybody else. So Hiranyakashipu was the supreme. But Prahlad was fearless. So Hiranyakashipu challenged him. How is it you're so audacious that you defy me? Where do you get this power from? And the little boy said, my power is the same source as your power, God. And that was too much for him, Hiranyakashipu. Show me your God. Where is your God? What did Prahlad say? He's everywhere. Vasudeva. That is one of the definitions of Vasudeva. He's all pervasive. He's everywhere. So Hiranyakashipu thought, oh, this five-year-old boy, he's not very intelligent. God is everywhere. So he said, okay, if he's everywhere, then I'll kill him right before you. And he said, is he in the pillar? And Prahlad said, yes, he's in the pillar. So the Lord appeared to keep the word of Prahlad intact. The boy devotee said, God's in the pillar. So Nrisimhadev appeared from the pillar just to keep the word of Prahlad truthful. And then Lord Nrisimha killed Hiranyakashipu and kept all the benedictions intact. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.